Michael's come in and settled in really well already. He's had a good week this week in training, and obviously he'll be part of the squad for Saturday.
Pete Beadle feels McGrath has a lot to offer, especially since the departure of Aaron Birch.
Delight we got him. We didn't think we'd have a chance of getting him. He'd only just joined Old Church at the time, so we thought he might want to settle there, but he was quite keen to come. He brings great experience. He's played in the leagues above. He's a left footer, which we don't have a huge amount of abundance of, apart from Ross and Chris and Joe. I think that's it. So, but when he plays centre, that hopefully might give us a bit more balance with playing with his left foot. And he's a quality footballer. So, you know, obviously we need to fill a breach that Aaron Birch had left. And Mike's a perfect replacement.
There has been a whole heap of speculation this week linking the Bulls with a move for the Westfield striker, Jamie Molyneux. So is there any truth in the rumours?
I can't confirm or deny it. I don't think at the end of the day, Trev, is at the end of the day, Jamie Molyneux is a Westfield player. And if there's anything going to happen, if it does happen, you'll be the first to know. But at the moment, you know, Jamie Molyneux is a Westfield player. So, you know, so we're still looking to improve and bring players in. We haven't done anything with anybody yet. I have spoken to a player yesterday, but until he agrees, then obviously that won't be announced. So, and as usual, Trev, speculation, people talk and rumours and whispers and, but at the moment, like I said, we have got a name in the hat for a couple of players, but I'm not prepared to say who they are because obviously it's not fair on the players or their clubs are at the moment because nothing's been done. So until it's done, we won't talk about it.
Moving on to other matters, Jamie Cuss has undergone a scan on his knee. So what's the latest regarding that?
Jamie's had his results. He's got a very small grade 2 tear in his anterior cruciate. The good news is he won't need any surgery, which obviously he was delighted with. But we are looking at probably, I think, minimum 6 to 8 weeks is a minimum before he's back training with us. But he's already 3 weeks down the line. So obviously, maybe in the next 5 weeks or so, if everything goes well, he could be back in training and then obviously get himself up to match speed. And so we could be, you know, you're looking at 8-10 weeks maybe before he's back again.
It was unfortunate timing for Cuss, who'd forced his way into the starting lineup and then almost immediately picked up that knee injury.
He's done quite well as well. He's done, in the games he's come on, he's made a difference. He's made an impact. And it's just the way it works out because he wasn't down to play that day. John Mills was actually ill on the day. So John went on the bench and wasn't well. But obviously Jamie got a start out of it and then this has happened. So it's been a bit unfortunate for him. But he's obviously delighted that he doesn't need surgery. He's delighted that it's just rehabilitation for him now. And now he's chomping at the bit to get back in and get back training as quickly as he can.